Here's the story. City of Phoenix, here's the headline. City of Phoenix plans $28.9 million in raises and awards. Phoenix will spend $28.9 million in performance pay raises and longevity awards to employees under City Manager David Cavazos' proposed budget for 2011-2012. When I read this, there was smoke coming out of my ears. I am a Phoenix resident. Now, I know that David Cavazos is a very patient man, and I know that because he played a round of golf with me. And because of that, he didn't even cuss at me once, so I know he's at least a calm man. He's been kind enough to join us. I'm going to see Mr. Cavazos. How are you, sir?
How are you, Mike? Good to hear your voice.
Now, this is, I got to tell you, I'm not real happy about this. If this is true, if we're spending $29 million in raises when we're $60 million in the hole, how do you defend that?
Well, let me just tell you that we're actually getting pay decreases overall. We had concessions by our police and our fire and all our city employees. We saved $50 million last year, and we're going to save $50 million this year, so we'll be saving about $100 million. The definition of a raise, Mike, in my view, is when you make more money this year compared to last year. And what's happening is that some of the components of the pay system for the city of Phoenix, for example, our police and firefighters get longevity pay. Well, they got an amount last year and they got an amount this year, but it's relatively the same amount. That's not a raise because they took 3.2% pay cut. So what happens is that when you look at their W-2s, they're actually taking a pay decrease. And there are a few employees that are going to get merit increases, people that are new in their career, a first-year firefighter, a first-year police officer shouldn't make the same amount of money as a nine-year veteran. And so they're getting raises. They average about 4.7%, maybe 5 at the most. But then that 5% gets reduced by the 3.2. So a very small amount of people are getting 1.8% raises. But the majority of city employees are getting decreases, and middle managers and executives got no raise last year, no raise this year, no raise next year. What's happened is that we've been able to balance a budget because of these employee sacrifices.
Okay, so then what is this story, and it quotes Councilman Sal DiCicco, and Sal DiCicco has actually said that according to his numbers, there's actually $40 million in raises that are going to go out. And so, and I like Sal. I get along very well with Sal. I've never known him to lie. How does his numbers differ from your numbers, and what is the difference?
What happens is that, as I just mentioned, is that we do have some merit increases, and we also have some longevity payments. But what you have to do is you have to define a raise as an increase from one year to the next. In the case of longevity payments, most of the people got the same amount or slightly more. But what has not happened is that you have to look at the total picture, and you have to look at the wage concessions that were made. People took pay cuts, they took furlough days, they had reductions in uniform allowances, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And so what happens when you take everything in consideration, all of the income, you do have a situation where there's a decrease in compensation. And when you compare this fiscal year compared to last fiscal year, it's actually a $67 million decrease in salary costs.
Okay, so that was going to be my next question. Is,
and I can get all of that to you in writing. I did provide that to Councilman DiCicco. I've given that to all the news and radio stations, and we have all of that in writing.
Okay, and
that's how we're able to manage the budget, Mike, because if we were giving out increases in pay right now, we wouldn't be able to manage the budget, and that's why we've been so successful managing the budget, because of the employee sacrifices is one issue. Public's done a lot, lots of volunteers, economy's getting better. But a lot of it has to do with our police, firefighters, and all of our employees taking pay cuts.
And see, that was going to be my next question, is year over year, are you seeing an increase in what you're paying out in salaries? And you're saying that these employees, there's some merit in there, some merit pay in there, but when you deduct the 3.2% they gave back after last year, they're not really getting raises. Some are, but for the most part, it's not nearly the number that's being reported.
That's exactly correct, that year over year, this year compared to last year, about a $67 million decrease. That has to do with 2,000 fewer employees. We got the smallest government in 40 years. And we also have those sacrifices that our employees have made. That's why our salary costs have gone down so much, and that's why we're able to manage this budget. And that's why this year, for the first time in many years, Mike, we have absolutely no cuts in city services to the public. We're adding back pools. We're adding back some services, the graffiti specialists, those kinds of things. And that's why we're able to do that, because in large part to our employees.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming on. I'm going to – obviously, we're going to be in touch with Councilman DeCiccio's office. If he comes on the air with us, I'll welcome you back to hear what he has to say, because I want to make sure that the people are getting the right information. And if we're giving out raises, I want the public to know about it. But I appreciate you coming on and clarifying this news story for us.
Some people are getting raises, but overall, there's a decrease in salaries for the city employees.
All right. Perfect. I appreciate the time. I think we lost him. That was the city manager, David Cavazos. And Mr. Cavazos has never struck me as somebody that doesn't tell the truth. He's saying in his budget, there's actually a decrease in pay. We will be in touch with Sal DeCiccio's office, and I'm going to let Sal rebut that. I don't know when we'll do it, next couple of days.